This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
All right, are you guys ready for a freaking road trip?
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, woo!
All right, Aaron, you were on snacks. Tell me what you brought.
I brought a bunch of loose teeth, enough to share. Don't worry. Couple glue sticks, some uncooked rice. Okay.
No,
so
the same stuff as last time.
I fucked up. Yeah, same stuff as last time.
Okay, great. Addle, bring us back. You're on tunes, brother. Tell me what you brought.
Woo! Jock jams.
Wild man. What? Jock jams?
Jock jams. But not not one through five. It's six when they kind of were scraping the bottom of the sports barrel.
Just like last time.
So it's not, huh. I mean, they're not really sports anthems.
That's okay. It's all about the destination. JPC, where are we going on the road trip?
Here we go.
Mr. Destination. Well, you know I like to keep it a little crazy.
So
I brought out the globe, spun that motherfucker, and then jammed my finger on it to stop, and we are going to the Pacific Ocean.
Just like last time.
Well, we're going to be listening to Pump Up the Soccer while eating baby teeth at the bottom of the ocean.
We all get out of the car, silently walk into the studio, sit down, decide to record an episode instead.
Yeah, this is better.
Okay, what are we doing? Let's.
This is more to our strengths.
What do we got here?
We all
died in the ocean, right?
We must have.
And this is our hell.
Well, hey, you know what? We're entering into it. It's one of my favorite seasons.
What?
It's the spookiest time of the year.
Huh?
A little time of the year that I like to call Wheezedtoberfest. But it's also, some people might know it as October, which I guess is the more boring
Waking up when it's Christmas.
Aaron, come on. Don't be a, what would be like a...
A Grinch?
Someone,
there was a word for it for Christmas.
Like a Grinch is for Christmas.
A gourd hater, a gourd.
A David S. Pumpkins?
Nice.
No, he loves it.
Well, hold on, JPC. Do you have any questions? David of Pumpkins, what does the S stand for? Is that part of it?
Nope.
Oh, I'm sure we're going to get there eventually. Although we can't, right? Because David S. Pumpkins is Tom Hanks?
Yes.
And he died of COVID in 2020, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and...
on our timeline, yes.
One of the first to go.
Yeah.
No, Aaron, come on. You're not excited for anything fall-oriented? I know my man Adam come alive in the fall.
Yeah.
It's my favorite time of year. It's when I go door-to-door, peeking in people's windows. I guess I go window-to-window. I'm sorry. And instead of knocking between the hours of 3 and 10 to get some candy...
We got them.
I scrape on the windows between 2 a.m. Wait, what? Oh, come on. Hey, let me go.
Cuffs too tight.
You know, in... Los Angeles, you have to give the seasons a little nudge. They don't really get there on their own. So the other night I was sitting down on my couch and I looked around my apartment and my eyes sort of narrowed and I said, it's time. And I went to my little drawer of fall. I only have one drawer of fall decor. Because I'm not big on fall decor.
Restraint? I don't understand. Is that impressive or not impressive?
That's very impressive.
That's impressive. Okay.
Aaron,
that's impressive.
This sounds like a children's book of like the old lady on the hill who had one drawer of decoration.
Yeah, I'm a sneeze away from being a beloved, infamous children's character, an old lady. Anyways, what was I talking about? My one drawer. I opened the drawer. I put out all my pumpkin stuff. I put out my fall tray. I put all the pumpkin candles I have from last year. I lit some candles and it was fall and I made it so.
Wow.
But it's not, I go all out for Christmas and fall. I do a little like boop to my house.
Can I say something controversial?
Sure.
Yeah.
I think this year, maybe if you're ahead of the curve, it'll start this year. Get on board. I think pumpkin is done. I think pumpkin spice is going the way of the dodo.
No.
I think cider is going to dominate future Halloweens. I think people are tired of pumpkin spice.
Interesting.
So I think it's going to be a lot of
apple cider. See?
From Starbucks.
Sorry,
like
starting
a week ago.
Well, the thing about pumpkin spice is I feel like, well, first of all, I'm not a fan of pumpkin spice. I like pumpkins fine. I'm a fan of a squash, but like pumpkin spice does nothing for me. But I feel like you can use pumpkin spice in a lot of other contexts. What you can't just do like cider. What do you do with cider? Cider is its own
thing. You want to know what I had this morning for breakfast?
I don't.
I had apple cider yogurt. And honestly, it was okay. Honestly, it was just
oh,
okay.
Not great. All right, then why are we dying on this hill?
But here's what I'm excited about is ever since I moved to Chicago, I've been dying to go to Morton Grove, Illinois, because it is literally the pumpkin capital of the world. That's its moniker. And every year, I forget that they celebrate the pumpkin festival in September, not October, and I miss it. And this year, I wrote it down on my calendar in a big Sharpie.
And I missed it.
And it's October 4th,
and
you missed it.
Next week. So I'm going next Thursday for the first time ever. I'm going to Morton Grove, pumpkin capital of the world, the pumpkin festival. I'm very excited.
Will you send me pictures?
100%.
I'll allow it.
Thing that I missed out on doing last year, but I'm going to do this year, is we're going to a corn maze. And I know what you're thinking. Corn maze isn't
redundant.
Shouldn't it just be called a maze? Yes, it should. But I'm looking forward to the corn maze. And I was looking at the place that we're going for the corn maze, and they also have hay rides. And I don't think hay rides are fun, but I was like, you know, you can do a hay ride. I haven't done one in like a decade, so I'm like, I could do a hay ride. That would be to do
it's
one
festive.
Hay ride. Yeah, it's festive. So yeah, so maybe a corn maze and maybe a redundant and maybe a hay ride. I think those are on my like fall bucket list.
Now I have to ask both of you, and Aaron, I know you did one last year, 2 years ago. I can't quite recall. Are either of you going to do a fall time somersault?
You weren't 15 last year.
Oh God,
you were wearing
news.
Culottes and you had Teen Magazine. Are either of you going to do any sort of haunted house or spooky party?
No.
Aaron bought a megaphone.
No, 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 no.
No, I shan't be doing that, and only because it does not interest me at all to do.
That's the best.
Will you be doing that? Shan't Addle be doing that?
I am hovering around 6 to 7 haunted houses.
Whoa!
That I'm looking at. I hope to narrow it down to 5 or 6, and I will be going to as many as I can.
My man, I don't know if we have that many weekends in October.
Well, that's why you hit up several in one night.
Several in one night.
Oh, God. Oh, it makes you feel sick. Or, no, your thing is cool that you like.
Well, thank you. No, thank you.
No, yeah.
I shamed. I mean, it's not
sick,
a kink,
but it's cool.
Should we do riddles?
No.
Okay. Do you want to just pretend this is a Patreon and have fun instead?
No.
Yay, come on, please. We love to have fun.
People get to pay $5 for that. And then they pay $5 and it's just us talking and they're like, fuck. Yeah. No, they're really good episodes. But yes, we are going to do some riddles today. I tried to do this. It doesn't always work out in the way that I like grab some warm-up riddles, and I may have fucked up the order, so we might be doing some warm-up riddles a little late, but we're definitely starting out with a warm-up riddle. We had this riddle, again, it came from 2018, said, this one really sucks. I found it on a Laffy Taffy wrapper.
Hmm. Cool.
I think we've done some Laffy Taffy wrapper riddles
before. I think
before.
We have as well.
Hey, this one might be one that we've already done. What's clever and can fit in your hand? And Adel, did you just say jokes?
No, sir.
I'm sorry, did you bring enough jokes for everyone?
No, sir.
These are jokes. Laffy Taffy riddles are just jokes.
Yes, sir.
What's clever? I don't like this. What's clever and can fit in your hand?
JPC hates, he's allergic to respect.
Piss on me.
I have a rash.
Piss on me, slap me. Not in that order.
What's clever and can fit in your hand?
What's clever and can fit a tiny Einstein? It's got to be something like that, right?
It's got to be something like a tiny Einstein. It's not in this instance. In this specific instance for today, it's not tiny Einstein.
Is it a pun? Because that'll
Is it an animal?
It's not a pun. I don't know. I mean, I guess it is wordplay.
Tiny velociraptor?
Look, I think one of the things that you're looking for is something that can fit in your hand, and then you're looking for a synonym for clever.
Fortune cookie. For clever,
and so what part of that is clever? Fortune? Fortune and clever? Synonym?
Wise, clever. Smart.
Smart?
Smarties.
Smart.
Smart.
Clever and fits in your hand.
Smarties.
Smart art. Smart.
You guys have both had this in your hand today.
Smartphone.
Addle, it is a smartphone.
Hold on. Laffy Taffy rappers have advanced to where the answer is smartphones?
They think it's 2023. They finally caught up.
Holy shit.
Yeah, you can't be being surprised that Laffy Taffy's I guess it would be
Is there gonna be something like what type of berry like bops the hardest and it's like a Rizberry or something? happening?
I love that. It could be, yeah. Hey, if you have more Laffy Taffy riddles, which are just jokes that you want to send to the show, you
throw
know,
them
HR
into the ocean.
You might hit us.
Send our compliments to the Pacific Ocean. Send them right to us, message in a bottle style. Aaron, you could maybe pick one up.
Okay, I'll go and look. I'll make an afternoon of it.
How often do you go to the ocean, Aaron? Be honest.
Not often enough, like everyone else in Los Angeles. I go there and I go, why don't we do this all the time? I went this past Monday and the waves were insane, but it was lovely. It was a great beach day.
Aaron, I picture anytime you go to the ocean, and you can tell me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. Anytime you go into the ocean, I bet you swim, I got to say, 20 to 25 feet out. Immediately, a whale comes up from underneath you and gently rises. Mm-hmm. You start to move from your stomach onto your feet. A blast of water from a blowhole gently bobbles you up and down.
Addle, if you're writing fan fiction about me again, you're in so much trouble.
Please,
you're in
Aaron,
so much trouble.
Shit.
Please.
No, I put my toes in the water and I go, too cold. And I go back and I fall asleep on my stomach.
Hey, speaking of
two, the beach.
We have another riddle.
Uh-oh.
This one says, two camels are in the desert facing in opposite directions. One is facing due east. The other is facing due west. How can they see each other without walking, turning around, or moving their heads? There is no human for miles and no mirrors or water.
I was going to say mirrors or water.
They hold up their smartphones and turn on the front-facing camera.
They turn on their front-facing camera. No smartphones, no humans, no mirrors, no water. And Aaron,
no fun.
I knew you were going to save yours.
Wait,
yeah, two camels in the desert? No fun.
Are they just facing face-to-face?
Addle, yes, that is the answer to this riddle. This is just one that you got to think about for a second, but once you think about it, you unlock it. One's facing west, the other is facing east. I know what you're thinking. That sounds like they're facing in opposite directions, but no, that means that they are face to face.
Smart. Addle, you're smart.
Thank you. That's all I wanted.
You're welcome.
So I do want to see a quick scene. We're going to see a quick scene. You guys are two camels in the desert. You are face-to-face, like inches in front of each other's faces, and there's no one around for miles.
Oh, I'm so thirsty. I'm so thirsty. Man, it's fucking awesome to have these little fat sacks on my back.
Hey, man. I'm going to have a mint. Do you want one?
No, I just had some cacio pepe.
Are you sure you don't want a mint?
I just had a
pulling them out of my little
trough full of cacio pepe. Hot peppers.
I do love these mints, though, and I think you especially would love these. Do you want to take a quick taste?
Hugh Hefner, designated hitter. This is like saying H words.
God, your breath is like going to the back of my throat.
Huh?
Ugh. Hey, man, can you have a mint? You're my best friend, right?
Yeah, you're my best friend.
Yeah, you're my best friend.
And of course, I'm a dromedary camel, and you're a...
The other kind. Uh-huh.
And in typically, you know, we don't hang out, but somehow, some way, we just found each other.
Yes. Is there something dead inside your teeth?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Let me grab some of this. Oh, I just found some garlic on my hoof. Let me put this on a stick and...
Yeah. I can't do this anymore, man. I'm too attracted to you, and...
Oh. Oh, I see what's going on here. Okay, all right.
Yeah, I lied about that. That's a lie. I just don't want to tell
jacket,
the truth.
Huh?
You know what? I'm going to have this vulture take over. Hey, vulture!
Huh?
Hey, come here. No one's dead,
okay.
But...
Ooh, something over here smells good.
Exactly.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, this is... I have some Draco Noir.
Should not have asked the vulture.
Oh,
I kind of spray it, and then I walk into it, so it just kind of gets all over my, you know, my
interesting.
And my tail.
You are not dead, you're talking. You're talking to me, and you're not dead?
This is what I'm saying.
Not dead. I do have... There's sort of a black bile that just kind of streams out of my mouth. I don't even cough it up. It's just kind of a faucet.
You know what's going on here? I think I know what's going on here. Huh? You, other camel, and you're not a dromedary. You're a... What kind of camel are you?
Other kind.
You're the other kind. You probably have the sixth sense, so you can talk to dead camels.
No, I'm...
And I am hallucinating because I just ate what I thought was a coyote, but what was in fact some peyote. So I'm dripping balls right now.
Oh.
Yeah, you do that thing where you ate something that rhymed with the thing that you meant to eat.
Hey, fuck you. You don't even know what kind of camel you are.
See?
Capillary, of course.
All right, here's another riddle. This one, we did two of these, and the last time I did one of these episodes, from Brillium.
One of these episodes?
Yeah, fun ones.
Oh, okay.
I call the episodes that I host the fun ones, in my mind.
I wouldn't argue with that. I think you and Adol host the fun ones, and I host the stressful ones.
The stressful ones?
You know the ones that are stressful to listen to that people shut off 10 minutes in, and they go to their partner, the energy of this today, I actually can't handle it. They go, all right, well, do you want to listen to music, or maybe another
Aaron,
podcast?
I'm not trying to agree with you. But I feel like a lot of your episodes are like, I hit a knife somewhere in one of your houses. Go. And it's a lot of scrambling.
And have you found it yet?
I'm
trying to find you.
What?
Is it an option that people can turn this show off?
Yeah.
If that was an option,
no
one would listen, right? I'm pretty sure it's mandatory. There's some countries that it's got to be mandatory, right?
Yes.
Canada.
Let's list them. Let's list them, but not be offensive. Yes, Canada.
Canada.
That's the only one we can list without being offensive. Oh,
we can't
Guam.
Even list.
That's a country,
we can't
right?
Even list a country that it fits. We're really bad at this.
The Galapagos.
I'm ready to have fun.
I'm ready to have fun.
All right. So it's another riddle. It's another riddle from Brillium. It's their third. This one says, "Get in us, and you might get the chills. Maybe that's the reason that some call us kills. Sometimes I'm lazy. Sometimes I run through it. The boss used to go down by us when he'd do it."
River. It's got to be a river.
A water river.
River.
Yeah, that is a river. It's a river.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see a scene. JPC, you are sort of Adol's lackey, and you fucked something up, but you're trying to convince him to bring you somewhere other than the river for messing up.
Yeah, so we just put on our waders here, and as we release
waiters,
the line...
Waiters? That's actually a great idea. Hey, have you been to the new Olive Garden that just opened up?
No, we come to Wyoming once a year to get away from it all and to fly fish.
I know, but Olive Garden keeps following us and its soup, salad, and breadsticks infinite until 2, and it's 11:30. If we wanted to, and we will do this, whatever we're doing here today, we will
boss,
do this.
Boss, just kill him. Kill him. He fucked up.
No.
Kill him, boss.
No, we have to learn patience. Now,
Okay, kill
now,
him, boss. Kill
can I
him,
ask
boss.
You something, Tommy? If something were unlimited, as you say these soup, salads, and breadsticks are...
As they are, yeah.
Could they be of high quality? Do they have any value?
God, I mean, I'm not one to judge a book by its cover. I'd rather judge a breadstick by tasting it. Sammy, I know you know what I'm talking about, right?
Kill him, boss.
Kill him? This guy wants Olive Garden. Come on. He wants to kill What do they have there on the menu?
You don't shrimp? Kill them. We might start getting some ideas about what we can get away with around here.
No, you should really
use him as an example, boss.
Now, Sammy, I thought you'd show a little more respect for your twin brother, but maybe you're right. Maybe I should show some amount of stick instead of all carrot. I know. Carrot. Stick. Bread. Stick. DoorDash some breadsticks over here.
Just kill me.
No, Sammy, please. Can we order, get on the phone with Olive Garden.
Boss,
order
that's
just
the
breadsticks and you get them all.
You get the breadsticks for free. You don't have to order the breadsticks.
Yes, that's what I want. Yes, order some free breadsticks. Unlimited.
Boss, I don't know if it works like that. In fact, I don't know why I want to be part of an organization
Hey, okay, so we at Olive Garden, when we hired you guys to make this ad for Olive Garden.
Yes.
Our big idea was just seeing a family sit down at Olive Garden smiling.
Yeah.
And then you say something like, when you're here, you're family. I don't know what got lost in translation, when you decided
to do
this whole...
Well, if you notice, they're sitting in the river the whole time, all three. And if you played it for another 17 minutes, they do get around to saying, when you're here, you're family. It's at Tommy's funeral. It's Sammy talking to her mom and dad.
And I don't want to be a dick, but you've done the other commercial, okay? You've never done this commercial. So when you say you want, I want a guy named Giacomo to say it's about a family, that's fine, but we've all seen that.
Yes.
Yeah, but this is for the Super Bowl, and we can't afford 17 plus minutes of a commercial.
Do you know what the average eyeball viewership is on a Super Bowl commercial that doesn't have violence is? 0.7 seconds. You gotta get him out of the gate.
All right, can you make it 15 seconds?
Okay.
Yeah, could Joe Pesci make Home Alone 15 seconds?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I've never seen it.
Neither have
Joe?
I.
Seen.
That was the first name that popped. The first name that popped in my head was Joe Pesci, and I was like, "Well, he didn't direct, so this is nothing."
I know,
but maybe he did though a little bit, you know, behind the scenes.
Yeah. I know exactly how you got from A to B to Joe Pesci.
Please,
Aaron mentioned Super Bowl commercial. Famously, Joe Pesci in the Snickers Super Bowl commercial, where he's a little grouching grump, and then he eats a Snicker, and he turns into Lauren Lapkus.
Not the fact that we were Italian guys who were going to get whacked.
No.
There's no one-to-one to
Super Bowl
Pesci
commercials.
There.
Joe Pesci. Infamous.
It's Super Bowl commercials. It's Joe Pesci. Come on. Super Bowl commercials. Joe Pesci. I do have another riddle that I want to read for you now. Okay, here we go. Three children are at home with their nanny. Suddenly there's a bang and a woman shouts. The children are unharmed, but the nanny is shot. The police are not called. And moments later, everyone continues as if nothing had happened.
Camera.
Where was
Nerf gun.
Where was the nanny shot?
She had an allergic reaction, and it was an EpiPen shot to her leg.
EpiPen shot to her leg. Aaron, there was a loud bang. What was the loud bang?
The shrimp.
Her eating a peanut.
Her eating the bang bang shrimp, and she's allergic to
bang
shellfish.
Bang shrimp. She eats a bang bang shrimp.
JPC, can I make a new rule? How often are we allowed to make new rules on this podcast? I feel like we haven't made a rule since like episode 20.
All right, start the clock. New rule.
Okay, so the new rule is if you say an answer with your whole chest with so much confidence, then it's just that's the answer. Because I said it with so much confidence, you could have just said I was correct. So now I look like a fool.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's a fair rule. Aaron got that one. What'd you say?
But
it was bang bang shrimp?
No.
Aaron got
but
that one. It was
bang
bang
shrimp. I can do that for your episodes, but you can't do that for my episodes, is my rule.
Look, if everyone was curious what the answer to that riddle is, we'll never know. Aaron said it confidently.
No, don't make me the bad guy here.
It's shrimp or whatever. I said the whole riddle.
I said
the whole
it was
thing,
an allergic reaction,
shrimp.
And that was good.
I like that Aaron said, if I say something, it goes. And then JPC's like, okay. And you're like, whoa. I'm not the asshole here.
No, but I'm saying from now on.
Yes.
When I say something, it goes.
As a compromise, here's what I'll say. I'll say, Aaron, that's a really good answer. That's not the one we're looking for.
In my opinion, Aaron.
I don't like that.
It's almost cat. Aaron, for you, it's cat rules. If you sits, you fits. Or if you fits, you sits. However that works.
What is that rule?
With a cat, if it fits, it sits. So, like, if you leave out a little Tupperware dish and the cat can, like, sit inside of it, he will sit.
Oh, he will meld to the, like, cats are like gas because they'll fill whatever space that they're in.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cat gas.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm just saying Erin should be able to do and say whatever she wants. And
three
and I can
children
fit in any shoebox I want
are at home with their nanny. Suddenly there is a bang and a woman shouts. The children are unharmed, but the nanny is shot. The police are not called. And moments later, everyone continues as if nothing had happened. Where was the nanny shot?
Nerf gun. Head. Camera.
In the head with a Nerf gun.
Camera? Erin?
Camera. Oh, you're the bang close. Was the shutter. The bang was the...
The bang was the shutter.
The flash caught her off guard and she slammed her head into the table.
Oh, God.
I hate when that happens. Happy birthday. Slam.
The modern Amelia Bedelia who's just getting concussions.
Oh.
I guess that's more like a Mr. Magoo. No,
was
that's
the
more
nanny
like a...
Nancy Sinatra?
What does that mean?
Didn't she sing a song called Bang Bang?
Oh, okay.
Or the bang was her dad upstairs with another waitress.
Yeah, I mean, no, I love that answer, but no, that's not the answer. Camera, you were getting somewhere with camera, I think.
Bang. Camera bang. She was shot. Oh, I forgot
where
she was shot.
Where was the nanny shot?
Where was she shot? She
is it a
shot?
Room or a body part?
Shot?
I don't necessarily know if it's either.
What?
Oh,
well, that's not the answer.
Okay. Where was she shot? On film?
Where was the nanny shot?
Is this like a such shot? An easy answer?
Oh, hold on.
Ridiculous?
I know this.
Maybe?
She
yes.
was Babba Zabba Dabba 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 the Queens and she put this is Babba Dabba 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 Dabba. Queens. The nanny is shot in Queens.
Adel, that is so close.
Oh, come on.
You are so close.
But he said it with so much confidence. You have to let it slide.
You're so close.
I'm using my one rule for the episode. If you sing a 35 to 45 second song and then give an answer, you should just get the answer.
First of all, you didn't sing that song. You, Erin, sing that song.
Oh,
you just go,
come on.
Wow.
How dare you?
Oh my God. You, Erin, sang that song. I get most of the vowels and half of the consonants. That's good enough.
Takes picture of JPC as he slams his head against the table.
There's only GBC. Five vowels. Adel was so close. The nanny was not shot in Queens.
Manhattan.
The nanny was shot in Culver City. The nanny was shot in Culver City.
Is this what the set. Is that the actual answer?
The answer is yes. The nanny was shot in Culver City. It was a set where they used some exterior shots in Queens, but
so
they never
the
shot the thing
bang?
In Queens. The bang was the, what's it called? The little like placard that they used to bang in front of the camera.
Oh, God.
That's called a gavel?
Yeah, that's what judges use.
No.
No.
I hated that riddle.
The woman shouting is the director of The Nanny, who was a woman. Almost all of their episodes were directed by the same woman. There were some other, obviously, guest directors. That's just how TV works. And now everyone's on strike and no one can work. But Fran Drescher is the president
union.
Of the union. Yeah. So it all comes full circle.
Here's what I'll say. I always, growing up, in whatever time I grew up, I was always like, the nanny, I'll skip this. Went back and watched it. Fucking outstanding.
I remember that time
it's
when you were
so
rewatching the
funny.
Nanny. You didn't like how smart that kid was, though.
I always hate smart kids in TV shows. Like, Weeds had a smart kid. Like, it's always like a 7-year-old reading Kerouac and, like, making references that, like, a 45-year-old man would make.
Yeah, because the writer is a 45-year-old
yeah,
man.
Yeah, exactly. But other than that, I loved it.
Well, hey, speaking of 45-year-old men, we have some products that I think will be perfect for that demographic that we're going to hear a little bit about right now.
Why are you looking at me?
No worries,
I'm
don't worry.
At you too.
Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry.
We're both looking at you.
Come on. Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
A dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could. Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, My aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving. Okay. You gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's... are razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like, $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to
be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle. To pick the razor for you and use code Riddle, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code Riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works. This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. You know what? All of this trying to get Erin out of this ancient evil book that she's been sucked into has really drained me, Adel. And I think it's time for us to just take a little nap. And what better way to do it than on our Helix Sleep mattresses?
Oh, Helix Sleep is the saving grace in my life right mm-hmm. now. I'm so stressed. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I'd be able to sleep. But because of my Helix Sleep mattress, I sleep like a baby, even though Erin's, you know, somewhere in the dark abyss of the book.
We don't know what's in the book. We just know that it's a book. We don't know that she doesn't have a Helix Sleep mattress in there. We don't know that inside of the book you can't take the Helix Sleep quiz, which I did, right. And I got matched with a Midnight Lux mattress, which is one of the best night's sleep I've ever had on this mattress. It's such a relaxing sleep. And we don't know that that's not what Erin's experiencing in the book that she got sucked into.
Yes, and we realize everybody's unique, mm-hmm. and everyone sleeps differently. You know, Erin sleeps inside of a book. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I know me, Gemma, our cats, mm-hmm. we all lay on this bed, and we all just zonk. We're all just so comfortable.
Yeah. Plus, it's shipped straight to your door, free of charge, and you get a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Plus, models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if there were to be a mattress that helps you sleep in the abyss of the book that you're trapped into, I think Helix would be a strong contender for making that mattress, which they don't currently, I do have to say.
Yeah, and we should say their sort of booklet that comes with the mattress, if you open that, you're totally fine. You're not going to, it's not going to put you in a new sort of...
The book that Erin got sucked into was over 100 years old. So yes, Helix hasn't been around as a company for that long. Not to knock them, but I mean, like a lot of companies haven't been around for over 100 years.
They're going to be. And that's because
they surely will.
That's because they're doing such things as offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And don't touch 100-year-old books.
The Nanny is filmed in front of the live studio audience. Nanny, could you come in here for a moment?
Who wants to do the voice?
Nanny.
Who wants to do it? JP, Nanny. Rock, paper, scissors. Whoever loses has to do it.
Where,
okay.
Where did she go?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Through the cushion box in the kitchen. I can't. Nanny. I can't.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield.
Stop. Everybody, stop.
You got Marge Simpson in my nanny.
Everybody stop before someone gets hurt.
Homie!
Let's see more riddles.
No, Erin, let's see how this plays out.
No. We have another riddle here. This one's from Todd. I think Todd has the riddle that Todd writes says, I have keys, but no locks. I have space, but no rooms.
Keyboard.
Yep, it's keyboard.
Next.
Get this shit out of here. Block.
What is yours, but is used most by other people?
My name. Next.
Wow.
Get it off my desk.
Oh.
Erin, what's your name?
Wow.
Well.
He just said it. It's your.
Erin.
That riddle was submitted by someone from Australia.
Huh. G'day.
Huh. No. Remember, Erin, I told you, if you say...
R and R.
If you say R and R, those three letters, it sounds like you're saying, oh, no, in Australia.
R and R.
See?
R.
R and R.
All right, this next riddle is sent to us by Chris and Nelly, a riddle combo team. One of the first teams that has sent us a riddle.
Cool. Give me real quick, is it getting hot in here?
Are you going to...
What is this?
Do an animal print? What is this? Getting hot in here.
Is this something that we do and I forget what it is?
Guys, never mind. Just pretend I died.
Oh, because Nelly?
Yes.
Because Nelly?
Yes.
But who's
like
the
a bird, I fly into a window.
Adel meant this to be sort of like a drive-by joke, and then when light hits it, it starts to die a little.
It was meant to scuttle under the fridge, and you turned on the light in the kitchen, and it froze. Mm-hmm. My joke froze.
That's
all of its other little joke friends are like, run, come under the fridge.
Come on,
and it's just
why
stuck.
Did you stop moving? And it goes, if I don't move, He can't see me.
That is actually how, if you want to know, that's how you remember how to spell Aaron's name, because you think, andale, andale, mommy, E-I, E-I, uh-oh,
E-I.
I'm messaging Aaron.
K-E-I-F.
Okay, so Chris and Nellie write, they're a team. They say, we have a puzzle for you adapted from a problem in a cryptography class. Cryptography? I want to say cryptography. I said cryptography. That's wrong. Cryptography class.
That's like a lot of people, and I don't care either way, but I've heard so many people say like kissometer or like the smoochometer. Or I'm saying a lot of kiss things, but I always read it or think of it as kissometer.
Thermometer,
right? Or
kissometer.
Smoochometer.
Yeah.
It's always, I always think of it as ometer, and a lot of people say ometer, which I don't know which one is the right, or if there is a right answer. Who knows?
Well, you understand that there is no such thing as a kissometer or a smoochometer, right? You know that that's
what's in my backyard. Collecting dust, because no really block funny. Party wants to have me.
The 40-year-old guy bringing the smoochometer to the fucking block party. No, we're good, man. Go back to your house with your cats.
Damn it!
But they said, don't worry, there's no math involved. So here's the puzzle: Alice and Bob are spies. Alice needs to send Bob a box full of top secret intel. But they can't trust that the mail service is secure. The box's latches can be locked with padlocks. But if she sends the key along with it, or sends instructions on how to open it, the mail person, Eve, will be able to open it. Alice and Bob cannot communicate except through the mail. How can Alice get the box to Bob and allow him to open it without Eve intercepting it?
And you said the lock is a key, has a key to it? There's not like a combination or anything?
I'm so sorry.
The box's latches can
again?
Be locked with padlocks.
A padlock, okay.
But if she sends a key along with it or sends instructions on how to open it, the mail person will be able to open it.
Wow, I guess a kissometer would come in handy now, wouldn't it?
How?
You could slip that key under your tongue, kiss somebody, slip it into their mouth.
The fuck do you need the kissometer for?
How else do you guys pass keys? And why won't anybody watch my house?
Can you read it again, JBC? I'm so sorry.
Alice and Bob are spies. Alice has to send Bob a box full of top secret intel, but they can't trust the mail service is secure. The box latches can be locked with padlocks, but if she sends the key along with it or sends instructions about how to open it, the mail person will be able to open it. Alice and Bob can't communicate except through the mail. How can Alice get the box to Bob and allow him to open it without Eve intercepting it?
Yep. So she mails it to Bob's neighbor. And then phones the neighbor and says, can you drop this off at Bob's?
They can only communicate through the mail. They can't
send it in a different
phone is mail.
Package.
Audio.
Phone
mail.
Is mail.
Yeah, audio mail.
Oh, okay. This is Adel's stand up from the 90s. Phone is mail. Email is female.
What else? What else? Is anybody here from Denver? No? Fuck. I had a really good Denver bit.
Phone is mail. Email is female. It does sound like some like bad comedy from the fucking 90s.
This is hard. Is it like a dumb 90s. Little answer?
Are these
Aaron,
stupid
yes,
little people
yes,
living
yes.
stupid little lives?
Stupid little things, something
Aaron,
stupid?
Aaron.
Are these little nothings just stupid nothings?
This is actually fun. Can I just say that about this podcast? I actually love it. And I think it's a really good time. And I've been having fun since 2018. I was 26 when the show started. I'm 40 or something now. And I'm still having the best time. I love it. Aaron, I'll be so sad if it ever ends. I love it.
You're mentally 40 because this show ages you.
I'm physically 90. I'm mentally dead.
You have the lungs and brain of someone who solves, I want to say, 8 packs of riddles a day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
they can only communicate through mail. So I think what you, cut me off if I'm wrong. I think
no,
what Alice
I'll let you keep going forever.
I think what Alice does. Is for the next like 8 years, she sends like 10 letters a day to Bob or whatever his name is. And then Eve gets so fucking bored. She's just going through all the mail. She's like, what am I missing? She uses lemon juice, black lights, can't figure it out. Then when she sees Eve takes a day off, mail it on a Sunday. And hope it
did he get it?
Walks there.
Mail it on a Sunday?
Does it have to be unlocked with a key or can it be unlocked with a code?
That's what I was asking.
I guess it could be both. It could be unlocked with a code.
Just send a different letter with the...
Why do you need that key then?
No, if you send the code at all, the Eve will intercept it and will know the code.
Damn it, Eve is so good. What if you address it to yourself and then throw it into the middle of the street, and then when Eve delivers it, you bonk her on the head?
It seems like you don't want to do the riddle.
Do we have a
You're
hint?
Just addressing it to yourself, throwing it in the street. You're like, what if I just take my ball and go fucking home, huh? What if that happens?
What else? Mail only. Okay. What if she breaks the key in pieces and shoves them in like a payday or something?
Oh, God.
Oh, I need a hint, I think. I'm so sorry.
We need a hint, please.
Okay. Your hint is... there is room for more than one padlock on the box. That's a good hint to solve this.
Okay, so it's multiple padlocks, and then in one of the padlocks is the key.
What do you think? Hold on. I need to know what you think a padlock is.
Yeah,
a padlock is a device that contains a key.
A British bear who loves marbling.
If you have two different containers with two different padlocks, and one of them, I don't know. JPC, if I answer this question correctly, people are going to know I'm a spy. They're going to be smart enough to be
That's
a spy.
So smart.
I have to play it dumb. I've been playing it dumb for 5 years.
Okay, so there's room for more than one padlock. Is this a thing where you send like a million keys?
No. Okay. That's so funny. Okay, so there's room for more than one padlock, and I will say that the answer involves... this will have to pass through the mail more than one time. And I think that's a really, that's almost giving you the answer.
Oh, you address it to, you have it addressed to Bob. Like Bob sent it to someone else.
Okay.
Is Eve looking for, I don't know, man.
No, I don't think you're there.
I don't have the AC on and it's making my brain swell.
This is exposing a huge blind spot for me, which is I don't know how the fucking postal service works. Okay,
you don't need to know.
Is
you don't
like
need to know.
A different kind of version of like the wolf chicken grain thing,
buy
where you send one thing
dog.
This way and then this and this and this.
I would love, yes, Aaron, it is that. I would love to point you to the most confident people in the world to two riddles ago when you were like, next, done, yeah. Get it off my desk.
Prove it. I don't think that was us.
You're thinking of Bill Buds.
That was two other guys.
Two
Speaking
other guys.
Of Bill Buds, it's Weezertoberfest on the Bill Buds. Five Weezer albums this
really?
Month.
Really?
There can't be five. Green, blue, pink, curtain. The one with Islands in the Sun. And that's all of them. Maladroit.
See, where's
oh, Maladroit.
My invite to come back on Bill Buds?
Aaron, you want to come back on Bill Buds and talk about what I got to say is probably a really bad Weezer album because you're more than welcome to this month.
You
no,
want to know?
Thank you.
Yeah, you'll come next. You'll come later. We'll get you on a better episode.
And I have to assume my invite hasn't been sent because Eve is going to intercept it.
That's amen.
And then
to
you
that.
Have to have Eve on the podcast to review one of Eve's Rough Rider albums or whatever.
You know what? I know what's happening right now. You guys are having a lot of trouble with this riddle because you're constrained by how to think about it. I'm going to give you an opportunity to think about it a different way. So I want to see a scene.
Okay.
Adel and Aaron, you are Bob and Bob and Alice, okay? You're not doing the mail thing. You're meeting at a cafe to talk about how horrible this whole mailing the box of secret information has been going for you two.
I've not gotten any sleep. I feel like...
Wait, Bob,
I've...
you have to say the password first.
Sure.
So I know it's really you and you're not wearing a Mission Impossible mask.
Ever since that movie came out, it has been financially draining and emotionally exhausting.
That's the password. Great. You remember.
Okay, now you.
It is the real you. Ever since I saw that movie, it's been physically exhausting and emotionally draining.
We should have different passwords, the two of us.
We should. Because
I feel like whenever I say it, you just repeat it. And it is right, but it just feels like, I don't know. Anyway.
Eve is obsessed with us. This has been such a headache.
Oh, my God. Ever since high school, she always used to sit between us. She always... can you hand me... I put my bag over there. Can you hand me my bag? There's just no way for us to kind of get...
Does anyone need more coffee for their coffee cups?
This barista is wearing several fake mustaches.
Huh.
That's
interesting. And this is Nashville born and bred coffee and toast?
Yes. Nashville born and bred. I'm from just over the hills.
Wow, checks out.
What hills?
East of Nashville.
Alice.
It does check out.
You're being rude. Can I have the lox and bagel?
Yes, lox and bagel, no problems. And just for security purposes, we can't have loose bag in the restaurant, so I can take bag and keep it for you behind the bar.
That's oh, so sure. Nice.
Just my gym clothes and some fruit roll-ups.
Huh,
I like to eat them in the shower.
You eat the fruit roll-up at the gym?
Yeah, in the shower.
Great.
While he cries. Sorry, I don't know if you wanted me to mention that part.
No, that's fine. Everyone knows. It was on the news. I don't know why Good Morning America picked that up, but slow news month, I guess. So.
Oh, you're crying gym man.
Yeah,
from
here's
Good
an
Morning
autograph.
America.
If you want.
Yes,
here
yes.
You go.
Yes.
What do you recommend on the menu? What do you think I should order?
Give us a hint.
I
for
like
the menu.
To eat the Nashville hot.
Everyone's narrowing their eyes at each other.
Chicken.
Wait a minute.
Well, that checks out.
Okay, yeah, it checks out.
And my beverage of choice is, of course...
Don't say vodka. Don't say vodka.
Sweet vodka.
Okay, I guess.
Oh, great. Checks out.
See. Yeah, if you want to have fun.
Did we get the answer, JBC? Did we figure it
no,
out?
No, but Did don't you feel out? Like you're having a better time now?
Huh.
No.
Looks to my left. Looks to my right.
Walks into traffic. Okay, so multiple locks can be used, but you can't send multiple keys, is what you said.
Yeah, if you send a key through the mail, Eve will open. She'll open the lock.
Mm-hmm. What's something you can do to bypass a mailman?
No part of this answer involves sending keys.
Okay.
Only sending the box to the mail, and it'll go through the mail multiple times.
Oh, okay. So wait a minute.
Okay.
If Alice...
Yes.
Okay. If Alice... Okay, it's so simple. If Alice sends Bob the box, but not the key...
Uh-huh.
Eve can't open it because it's padlocked.
Yes.
Bob gets it. Bob the builder, of course, works in construction. He has a buzzsaw. He buzzsaws off the
thought
putt. Let
you
me
were
finish.
Get it. I thought you were so close to getting it. I truly thought you were
I feel
it.
Really like trapped by this riddle. I feel a little claustrophobic inside this riddle.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait. Okay. So if there's multiple padlocks, so she puts on a padlock that Bob already has the key to, mails it to Bob. He has a key at home, opens it up, takes out the stuff. Padlock.
So close that okay. She has a padlock and he has a padlock.
Yeah. So, okay. So she mails it with her padlock.
Uh-huh.
He receives it, puts on his padlock, sends it back. She receives it, undoes her padlock, keeps his padlock on, mails
yeah!
it back. Now he can open it.
Da-da-da-da.
Oh, you listen to Jock Jams 5?
Woo! Oh, thank you, God, Adel. Oh, you got me out of that horrible riddle. It was
Aaron,
so stuffy in there.
Aaron, can I upset you further?
Sure.
I'm almost positive we've had this riddle before.
I actually need you to lie to me and tell me that we...
I can't. I cannot tell a lie. You know this.
I'm so mad at you.
Ever since I chopped down that... It's a third blind cherry.
I need
What's
some
that
space.
Okay,
I
yeah,
need
that's
some
fair.
Space from you.
Oh, God,
I think the two of you have
podcast.
A bright future in cryptography.
That was
what
horrible.
What the fuck is cryptography? Is that like maps? Is that like cartography?
I think it's like the imitation game. I think it's like you know, like spy shit, like decoding things and stuff like that. You know, like what's it called when you use like a cipher, right?
Having too
right?
much time on your hands.
A cipher.
Damn. Shots fired.
Hey, I've never used a cipher, okay?
Adel has.
Yeah, Adel has.
I've absolutely used a cipher. I used to love little puzzles and riddles and stuff. I used to write little secret messages to my sister and then send her the key, and she would rip it up and throw it away.
And then we broke you? We broke your spirit?
Yeah,
now
you broke
don't
my spirit.
Like any puzzles and riddles anymore?
I'm like a wild horse.
Look, I always offer to use a cipher, but no woman has ever asked me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying the same, but I'm not saying the same.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apple cider.
Mumbo number 5. Yeah.
That's on Jock Jams. Oh, yep. Sorry. These are Doc Jams. It's all Yacht Rock.
I would listen to that. I love Yacht Rock. Okay. We have another one. This one's coming from Alex. This one involves a murder.
Didn't like that.
I will
that.
Say it involves a murder.
Okay.
Two men are found dead in a high-rise elevator. They had never met or spoken to each other, and yet one clearly killed the other. It's likely the other died because the pressure got to him.
Both had come directly from their office, one in the basement, the other on the 30th floor. What leads to their demise?
Child's play. These are two John Wicks.
These are two John Wicks.
I'd like to see a scene. You are two John Wicks, and you just got on the same elevator.
Can you hit three?
Sure.
And we fast forward through 38 minutes of dead silence.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And he goes 30 more minutes. He goes back down the slow elevator.
Are they about to kiss?
Hey, you drop this. Pulls out knife.
56 minutes later.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm stabbed.
48 minutes later.
I miss him.
Who?
Two guys walk out of the theater. That
what
fucking
the fuck
rule,
was that?
Man.
Oh my god!
That was so
fucking
long.
That was awesome.
That was incredible. This
action
is like the Citizen Kane of martial arts.
Keanu.
The dog warned his dog. The dog pressed the button on the elevator. Oh fuck!
The fight choreography alone, bro.
Unbelievable.
I do love that. Adel and I had the same idea in that scene, which is that he says like six words in the 2 hours of that whole movie.
If you take Keanu Reeves' dialogue from every single John Wick movie, I think there's four. It's only a haiku.
Honestly, if you did a master cut of just his dialogue from those movies, how long do you think it would be? 10 minutes?
Less.
That's crazy.
Or three. I think he mostly goes, yeah, or,
I need a suit.
It's a lot of that.
He does also just a lot of reactions. Like a lot of other people will have monologues and he'll just be like standing there kind of looking at him.
Yes. And here's what I'll say. Me poking holes in this is not to say I adore the John Wick movies. And I adore Keanu Reeves. I think he's America's sweetheart. Hmm. So just making fun of
him. Oh, that's it? You're done?
It.
That's the end of the statement?
Yeah. Okay. That's the end of the episode, I think. Check Swatch. We have
credits.
40 minutes left. Starts fighting JPC with a knife.
I'll die on that hill. I think the John Wick films are great. I do think that the first one was definitely the best one, and then the rest
because
of them
of
are
John Leguizamo.
Because of John Leguizamo, the rest of them are fine. I think you're you're correct. but when they started building out the world and they were like, hey, isn't it crazy that you have to like buy things with coins at this hotel? I was like, okay, we're good.
Well, I think we've mentioned this before, but I guffawed when like 1 month stay was a single coin. And then in John Wick 2, Common orders like an old fashioned and it's one coin. And I'm like, whoa. What's in that old fashioned or what kind of room did he get?
It kind of makes me think like you don't actually even need the coin. Like the coin is just like
the coin is just like I think they just it's they, there's only I, here's what I think. There's only one coin in the whole world.
Yeah,
and they pass it around, and whoever has it can just get. It's just like you get one free thing. It's like when you write your mom, like, I'll mow the lawn. Here's a little coupon book.
A little coupon.
Yeah,
a little coupon for free hugs. Yep. Do you guys have an answer to this riddle? The high rise elevator, the two men.
Oh fuck!
He mails
the worst feeling ever when you have no idea you're in the middle of the riddle.
He mails it back. So the two guys are dead. They didn't know each other. They didn't say a word to each other. But it's clear that. You said it's clear they killed each other, or it's clear that one clearly killed the other. But they're both dead, right?
They're both dead, yes.
Is one of the guys...
Poison?
An elevator operator?
One of the guys is not an elevator operator, but I mean, yes, they are. It's close. It's close to that. They're not like the... Because in my mind, the elevator operator is like the person who... is in the elevator, like pressing buttons for people.
Oh, yeah. I see.
It's not that, but
the suit and tie.
They are, you would say that this person, like,
service repair.
Elevator is part of their job, yeah.
Droopy the dog.
Bellhop.
Going down.
Doorman?
No. It's not a bellhop or a doorman.
No, not doorman. Robbie Doorman. You know the guy who kills people he doesn't know? Come on.
It's neither of those guys.
He's
the guy
famous,
that you made
man.
Up.
You
He's
should know
famous,
it.
Dude.
No. I'll Google him. What's his name?
Robbie Doorman.
I don't remember.
JPZ, did you say if they're, are they still up on whatever floor you said, or are they at the bottom of the building?
I did not say, okay. But they are, I would say, at the bottom of the building.
So somebody definitely fell down the shaft, I would think.
Shut your mouth.
But I'm just talking about the elevator.
Oh, okay. Shaft. That's fine. Shaft.
Did somebody fall down the elevator shaft?
One of the people did fall down the elevator shaft, yeah.
Here's what I think happened, because this has almost happened to me. You're in the elevator, and you have to fart so bad. And as the doors are closing, you're like, thank God there's nobody else in here. And then somebody goes, wait, and you close the door, and then they get their hand right in there, and they shove it open, right?
Yeah.
I'd kill somebody.
JPC, can you tell us the answer?
The amount of times in my life, me being a, you know, reasonably intelligent, a man of a cultured individual, been around for a while, the number of times I've gotten onto an elevator and farted, and then only to think like, what the fuck did I just do? I'm not, there's many floors between where
I get
off. If
anybody gets on, I'm ruined.
I'm ruined. People get on and they're like, hey, somebody farted on this elevator.
I'm for the rest of my fucking life.
Yeah, I did, man, I did. I forgot. What can I tell you? What can I tell you except I forgot?
Someone press a button and then...
Oh, Aaron. I bet there was a serviceman on top of the elevator servicing the elevator. It said like out of order. Maybe the sign fell off. A guy hit like up. The elevator went all the way up, crushed the guy. Because he was servicing the elevator, it should not have been ridden. So the guy where the sign fell off got in the elevator and then plummeted all the way down because it wasn't supposed to be ridden.
Mm-hmm. That's very close. I think that because technically in that situation, the guy who crushed the other guy did kill him because mm-hmm. he hit the button or something. So that is close. It's not the correct answer, but I think it's close enough that I can give it to you and I can give you the correct answer.
Fuck yeah.
So the guy in the basement was the superintendent. He had turned off the elevator because there was like a malfunction, and he had opened that like hatch door to like check the mechanism on top of the elevator.
Mm.
Whereas another guy...
Do elevators have principals?
Yeah, most of them.
Yeah,
if you're a principal elevator. Beliefs,
yeah.
Where another guy, a businessman from the 30th floor, distracted by his phone, walked right past the out of order sign through the malfunctioning door, which was what this guy was there to fix, into the elevator shaft, fell through the hatch, landing on the superintendent, killing him.
Damn, good. That's a good one. I actually like that riddle.
Okay. When you saw that one, you would be like, oh yeah, one of these guys absolutely killed the other guy. It's not like a, hey, they both died. It's like, no, this is a kill.
Fell on this guy.
Yeah. Okay, I'm glad that you liked that one. So I guess I have to give you one that you probably won't like. Is that how this works?
We could
fill the rest of the time with more two John Wicks.
Nope, one more riddle. No more John Wicks in this house. Here we go. Here's your last riddle of the day. And then you can finally be free to watch all the John Wick movies you want.
The Continental.
The Continental would be like the fucking, Apple TV, Netflix series spinoff. Are they doing it?
It's coming out. Next week, JPC. You didn't know about this?
I don't want to
know about
this.
It's set in the 70s in New York. It's Ian McShane, who's like the concierge or whatever. It's his backstory. It's set in the 70s in New York. And guess who's one of the leading stars?
Is it Ian McShane, or are they doing a different actor that looks like him but like young?
Keanu?
Yeah, it's like a 26-year-old. No, they're not in it. But guess who is in it?
I don't
want to say his name. Never mind. Let's move on.
What? You want to say it? Say it. Coward?
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
Don't scream
it. He's been
it.
Top of mind for me lately.
What?
I just recently rewatched What Women Want.
Which one?
The only one.
I thought there's a... the other one is What Men Want. That's right, that's right.
What Women Want is for you to not get blackout drunk and scream anti-Semitic things as you're being arrested. That's what women really want, Mel.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's very funny. It is very funny, too, that, like... Look, I saw he was in, like, a Mark Wahlberg movie not too long ago. And I saw Mel Gibson in that. I go, what are we doing? We're just letting this guy back into like movies like this? What's going on?
We remember.
He basically like tapped Hollywood on one shoulder and Hollywood turned around and then he like ran in front of them on the other side.
Yeah.
And Hollywood was like, wow.
He showed back up to set one day and they're like, you know what? We can't even remember why we were mad at you. And then like everyone else is like, hey, we can. We truly can.
Wait, JPC,
I don't want to get burned again. We're in the middle of a riddle right now, aren't
we? Yeah, sorry, I haven't started the riddle,
so you're not really in the middle, but we have to start, so here it is.
Here we go.
When I am young, I don't touch the ground. I fly through the air, but don't make a sound. In the eyes of a child, I am a delight. But when I do die, I give quite a fright. What am I?
Snow. Bubbles.
Soul.
Snow bubbles. It is not your soul, Adel. That's fucked up and creepy.
24 grams.
It is not snow, and it is not bubbles.
I don't touch the ground again, when you're young.
When I'm young, I don't touch the ground. Yeah. I fly through the air, but don't make a sound. In the eyes of a child, I am a delight. But when I do die, I give quite a fright.
Kite.
I like this. It rhymes. Ground, sound, delight, fright. It rhymes.
A kite.
It's not an animal.
It's not a kite, but kite is close-ish. It's not an animal.
But it rhymes with
Is it man-made or natural?
Sight.
I would say that this is man-made. Right. Wow, it's a combination of things that are man-made and natural.
Night.
Fuck?
Yeah, I'll just say man-made. Man-made will be easier.
Oh.
Paper airplane.
Right.
It's not a paper airplane, but that's actually... I think when I do die, I give quite a fright is going to be...
Is it a light?
It's
firework.
Nightlight.
It's not a firework. Okay. That's actually a good guess because it dies and it blows up, yeah.
Does it rhyme with the other words? Right?
I'm sorry, no. The answer does not rhyme with the other words.
Okay.
I apologize if I misled
you.
Shadow. Okay, stop. Just don't do shadow and echo.
Egg.
Don't do that. It's man-made. It's man-made.
Man-made.
Silence, your name.
It's not a glove, it's not a silence, and it's not your name. Here's your first clue. I'm often found in large groups of people who gather in backyards and theme parks and steeple.
COVID.
What's that?
COVID.
Yeah, this is from 2018, so fuck.
Is that another Laffy Taffy rapper that caught up? Like, we have to be, guys, no more fucking, Bloody Mary Dracula drinks jokes. We have to be... on top of, we have to have our fingers on the pulse of the Taffy Nation.
Hey, I know we're all thinking about it, but everyone needs to stop writing COVID Laffy Taffys. We actually have a job to do.
Here's the thing. I'm not frustrated by this riddle because I really like the way it's written, but I have no idea. Can you read it one more time?
Let me give you your second clue.
Yes.
What I am made of, you can also use in cleaning gloves and the bottom of shoes.
Cleaning gloves? The bottom of shoes.
Not cleaning gloves, but cleaning gloves.
Cleaning gloves, latex.
Rubber?
Yes. Rubber.
Rubber. It says what I am made of. So this would be made of sometimes rubber.
Condom?
I prefer sheepskin, but no, it's not a condom. Although you could use a condom for this, I think.
What? A balloon. It's a balloon. When it pops, it's terrifying.
I was really close with bubble.
Wow.
You were close with bubble. You can't use a balloon as a condom, but you could use a condom as a balloon. Isn't that fucked up?
Clowns. Knock it off.
So
we all know you're doing it.
Used a balloon as a condom in a pinch?
Never in a pinch? This is actually going out to my clown ex-boyfriend.
So you're telling me your penis is shaped like a poodle?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Sparkles, you know what you did, okay? Yes, it is a balloon. I will give a shout out to Miranda for sending that one, and thank you so much.
Slams episode shut. Okay, anything to plug, everybody?
Ow!
I was walking through the episode.
Adel, anything to plug?
My balloon was in there.
Anything to plug? I would like to plug JPC's recent guest appearance on a little podcast called
Whoa.
It's all about 21 Chump Street on a podcast called The Word Association. We had a wonderful time, Rob, Brett, and myself having JPC on. It was a little embarrassing because Brett and I fought in front of JPC, it's always embarrassing to fight in front of company.
I don't know why that would be embarrassing. That happens literally every time you two are together.
Uh-huh. Aaron, is there anything you would like to plug?
Check out Sitcom D&D. Give it a shot if you haven't yet. We're a little ways into season 4, and I think it's really fun. So check it out if you want. JPC, any reviews? Any fun ones left?
Hey, I'll just give this a quick plug because why not? We're here. It's Weezertoberfest on the Bill Buds pod. So if you're listening to Bill Buds this month, we are only covering Weezer albums as we have done for this is the third year we're doing it. We're covering everything from Everything Will Be All Right in the End to the Black Album. This is 2014 to 2019 in Weezer's career.
Do they really have a Black Album?
They have a Black Album, yes.
Holy shit.
Weezer has 50% of their albums are
just
monochromatic
colors.
Albums.
Mm. Huh.
Casey says, make believe. Casey, that was last year. What the fuck are you talking about? Make believe. Ugh, just naming Weezer albums. That's not going to get you very far in this business, Casey. I'm so mad at Casey right now. We do have a 5-star review. If you want to get a 5-star review featured on the show, just plug it into the internet and put it out there and maybe I'll find it. This one's coming from Kitten Tea Party. Kitten Tea Party says, neat podcast. Hey, everyone. Make sure to follow me on Twitter at JPSoFly. Check out my Instagram, Shark Barkman, or my Twitch, Shark Barkman. You can also find me on OnlyFans at Fart Bartman. Now, I will say thank you so much for plugging all of my things, including my OnlyFans, which actually needs the money because it's not doing well. But I really don't use social media much anymore, so if you are trying to get in contact with me there, be prepared for a long wait time.
You can mail him a box with a padlock, I want to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, send it to our mailing address, a box with a padlock. It'll be fun for us.
Now, Aaron, of course, in the Wickiverse, John Wick is known as Baba Yaga, which stands for something very special, very celestial.
Jupiter?
Yeah. Hey.
30 minutes later.
Bye forever. Starts to stab.
Baba Yaga is Ian McShane for a coin.
Casey, please keep us saying huh over and over again.
Yeah, loop
it's
that.
Essential.
Loop that.
Huh. Hey there, chits and chats. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. It's a chatterbox where we're answering your questions from the Discord. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or start your 7-day free trial or the Review Crew for $8 a month and you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.